Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 97 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely, tonight 67, cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms again, tomorrow, high of 78. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 87.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Supreme Court has announced that they will be reviewing a portion of the voting rights lawsuit that was challenging the constitutionality of new mandates that were created back in 2021 after concerns of election security. Fake News reports that the plaintiffs filed the motion on Tuesday last week into the Kansas Supreme Court, challenging parts of the restrictions on House Bill 2332 and House Bill 2183 that say election officials must evaluate advance ballots by matching signatures on file with the county with signatures on ballot envelopes. The law also says that one individual cannot deliver more than 10 advance voting ballots on behalf of other voters. Finally, the new laws say that they do create new penalties for touching somebody else's ballot and distributing ballots or altering the postmark on an advance ballot. The lawsuit was originally filed back in 2021 against the Secretary of State Scott Schwab and Attorney General Chris Kobach by the League of Women Voters, Loud Light, Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, and the Topeka Independent Living Resource Center.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry, you can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture has partnered with the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a new program as the state of Kansas is set to receive more than $6.46 million to aid in Kansas farmers to help strengthen local and regional food supply systems. KWCH News reports that the program is coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Resilient Food System Infrastructure Program, where they say it's meant to build resilience across the central portion of the supply chain and strengthen local and regional food systems by creating new revenue streams for producers. The money is set to go to expand aggregation, processing, manufacturing, storing, transporting, wholesaling, and distribution of the locally produced foods in the area. They say the money will also help producers with specialty crops, dairy, grains, aquaculture, and other food products that exclude meat and poultry. According to the KDA and the USDA, they say the competitive sub-award infrastructure grants give money to the Kansas food and farm businesses, along with eligible entities that are related in the industry. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Reports out of the Nebraska Examiner say that the year of 2022 was the state's busiest year when it came to abortions in the state of Nebraska in more than a decade, with numbers rising by more than 6% overall. According to NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff, they say the new report from the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says overall more than 2,507 abortions were performed from DHHS in 2022, compared to the 2316 number in the year prior of 2021. Overall, the number of abortions performed in the state were on a decrease between the years of 2000 and 2016, with a steady increase since 2017. Additionally, they say that in that year of 2022, roughly 21% of those abortions that were performed were for patients that were out of state, compared to the 12% of out-of-state patients in the year prior. The health department does say, however, that abortion numbers could be changing after the passing of legislative bill 574 back in May that would ban abortions after 12 weeks in the state.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 4th of July festivities include Blue Rapids hosting a photo hunt, scavenger hunt, beginning at 2:30 with registration Tuesday at 2 on the square. Fireman's Barbecue serves 5 until 7 at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds. The annual duck race is at 7 p.m. with Susie and the Reckless performing free Tuesday evening from 7 till 10 at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids with fireworks to follow. And the ball field concession stand will also be open. Washington's fireworks display is planned Tuesday at 10 at the fairgrounds and will be shot just south of the racetrack in the old baseball field. Marysville fireworks this year will be in conjunction with the Skyfest activity Saturday, July 8th. Several budget requests were heard at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week. A 20% increase proposed for the county clerk, splitting out one position for HR personnel and hiring a replacement for the open position. Election budget increase of 25% includes salary increases and will include a presidential election in 2024 with a presidential primary in March. County treasurer requested a 30% increase from the previous year with an amount of $394,000, proposing to discontinue the CMV and IRP renewals. With staff turnover, there's not adequate training to continue the process. Marshall County is one of four counties in the state offering this service. Therefore, all wages in the treasurer's office will be paid completely out of the treasurer's budget. Currently, part of those salaries are paid out of the motor vehicle operating fund. Weather permitting, a chip seal project is scheduled to begin July 5th on Nebraska Highway 4 between Beatrice and Plymouth for nearly 13 miles. Nebraska Department of Transportation says one-lane traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. The work is expected to take 3 days. In Pottawatomie County, a bridge replacement will begin July 5th on Havensville Road, 3/4 mile east of Onega Road between Sunflower and Trails End. Damage on a second bridge nearby has resulted in one-lane traffic, while design and engineering services are underway, with bid letting set for later this year. Kansas Department of Transportation recently approved projects, including a bridge on U.S. 36 in Washington County over Camp Creek, another over Mill Creek, for a combined $730,000. Work will be scheduled later. Monica Thayer's return to the staff of K-State Research and Extension River Valley District as the Family Resource Management in the Belleville office. Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved to their new office location at 811 Broadway.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Robert C. Bob Martin, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral Mass, Thursday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Martin. Marjorie J. Mayer Harland, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mayer Harland.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Warming up today, sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Cooling down throughout Wednesday, some showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And a slight chance for some scattered showers Wednesday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Some showers and thunderstorms early Thursday morning, then sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And a slight chance for some scattered showers Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers continue into Friday as well, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And more showers on and off throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more rain showers may continue throughout the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 90. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69. The record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06.
If states could be ranked for patriotism, where would yours place? We look at the winners and losers in one survey on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 4th. Independence Day is the 185th day of the year, and President Calvin Coolidge was born on this day. The website Wallet Hub will often rank the states according to their patriotism. Defining patriotism, of course, can be hotly debated. But for this survey, the criteria included volunteerism rates, the number of veterans and active military personnel, voter participation, and online searches for American flags. The results? The state of Alaska placed number one for most patriotic state. The top five was rounded up by Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online about the 4th of July anytime. Just check out almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, 5K state players are living out their dreams as they get to start their summer league basketball for the NBA as Keontae Johnson for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Marquise Noel for the Toronto Raptors will join Barry Brown Jr., who is playing for the Phoenix Suns, Mark Smith for the Denver Nuggets, and Xavier Sneed, who is playing for the Charlotte Hornets. Also, some big-name KU players from last year's team, Grady Dick and Jalen Wilson, will both be suiting up and playing in the NBA Summer League also. Dick will be playing for the Raptors, and Wilson will be suiting up for the Nets. Kansas City Royals are also in action today as they continue their series with the Minnesota Twins. The Royals and Twins will have first pitch at 1:10. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, with the rapidly expanding landscape of nonprofit donor-backed collectives, paying college athletes may be in trouble, as a recent 12-page memo from the Internal Revenue Service has determined that in many cases, such collectives may not qualify as a tax exempt. And if that is the case, some collectives said they may have to cease to exist. Former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. is ready to prove himself in the NBA as he signed a two-way contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers and is excited to see what he can do. Well, former Wichita State Shocker Fred Van Fleet is no longer a Toronto Raptor as he signed with the Houston Rockets a three-year, $130 million contract. As Van Fleet was very instrumental in the Raptors' 2019 NBA Finals win over the Golden State Warriors. That season, he averaged 11 points and 7 assists per game. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
High in fiber and vitamin C, raspberries make a healthy snack, as well as delicious jams, jellies, and desserts. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Raspberries are ready to pick when the fruit is firm but soft, deeply colored, and easily slides off the hard core. Place berries in shallow containers when harvesting and storing to avoid crushing the delicate fruit. Chill the berries within 2 hours of harvest to preserve freshness and flavor. And wait to wash the berries until right before use. And when the summer harvest is complete, it's time to do a bit of pruning. Remove the canes that bore the summer fruit back to ground level. These canes are done fruiting and will soon die. Removing them now gives new canes room to grow and reduces the risk of disease. This is also a good time to thin the remaining canes on summer-bearing raspberries back to 6 or 8 stems per foot. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkid Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
It's that time of year, and Sheer Quality Furniture wishes listeners a happy Independence Day and hopes your 4th is filled with family, friends, good grilled food, and amazing fireworks display. Be safe and have fun. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Small town, big dreams. Don't miss the annual Inn Picnic kicking off Friday with co-ed softball, a pulled pork supper at the East Shelter House at 6, and a dance at 8 with Craig Cook and the Marauders. Saturday, a 5K run walk starts at 7 at Flynn City Park, along with a breakfast. Kids fishing at 9, a vendor fair 10 to 1. Enjoy a German lunch at the East Shelter House at 11. Cornhole begins at 1. Free swimming at Flynn City Pool Saturday 1 to 4. Parade starts at 5, the demo derby at 7, and a DJ dance at 8. See you at the Lynn Picnic, an invitation from Moe's Stop & Shop, Lynn's hometown convenience store. Pizza, burgers, beer, pop, and more at Moe's Stop & Shop. Lynn Post & Pipe builds quality continuous fencing, heavy-duty gates, portable panels and tubs, adjustable alleyways, crowding tubs, and more. Lynn Post & Pipe. United Bank & Trust, up to date with today's technology for your business or personal accounts. Find out what sets them apart today at ubankonline.com.
He is perhaps the most famous name to fight at the Battle of Gettysburg, a battle that was fought 160 years ago this week. His leadership on the battlefield has made his name immortal, but he would probably have preferred to remain anonymous because you know him for an attempt that failed. The American Countryside returns after this.
Why do you listen?
We get the local news and weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When you think of the important people at the Battle of Gettysburg, we often remember a man named Pickett and an ill-fated charge.
He was very flamboyant. He looked at war as a glorious thing, an adventure. Compared to another real famous American who had that same kind of attitude, George Armstrong Custer, very dashing. They both had long, you know, ringlets of hair, perfumed.
Eric Campbell shares the story from Gettysburg National Battlefield.
Of the 13,000 men who made that attack on July 3rd, 1863, Pickett only commanded about 5,500, his own division. Again, not to insult him, he did graduate from West Point, although he wasn't considered brilliant by any means. He graduated dead last in his class.
Campbell says Pickett was certainly brave and was a competent officer, yet it was easy for the press to quickly assign his name to the failed mission.
right before the war ends. Unfortunately for him, he made a bad decision. He was attending a shad bake when his division got overrun at a place called Five Forks. And that defeat led to the collapse of Petersburg and then eventually Richmond. And when General Lee found out that Pickett wasn't with his men when he should have been, he removed him from command.
Pickett was bitter that Lee removed him from command. Years later, the two had a chance meeting.
They had a very cold meeting, as it were, and Pickett said to John Mosby, who was a famous Confederate guerrilla leader, something like, you know, that man destroyed my division at Gettysburg. And Mosby hit it right in the head when he replied, yes, but he made you immortal.
He is immortally tied to Gettysburg and the attack that bears his name, Pickett's Charge. Driving the Countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
Species of wildlife nest and raise their young in hay fields during prime hay cutting time. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Have your hay and keep the critters safe too as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
In many parts of the country, hay harvesting happens simultaneously with wildlife nesting and brooding in the hayfield. This creates a conflict with grassland birds, rabbits, deer, and other animals trying to raise their young. Pat Kaiser is the director of the Center for Native Grasslands Management at the University of Tennessee. If you're out cutting hay during this time, he recommends moving slowly and looking ahead. Use a flushing bar on your machinery to nudge wildlife out of harm's way and alter the cutting pattern.
We have a tendency to start around the edges and work to the middle. And for some critters, you know, rabbits and deer, the fawns, it's problematic. But if we are able to, depending on how the hayfield lays, start maybe more toward the middle and work our way out, that gives the wildlife a chance to flush and get to some cover.
Cool season grasses such as fescue, orchard grass, timothy, and brum are at their prime for hay harvest right in the middle of nesting season. He says an alternative is to grow native warm season grasses as a hay production tool.
Things like big blue stem and Indian grass don't need to be harvested for hay until after the peak of the nesting season. So what we found is those later cutting dates have a lot less impact on nest success because so many of the nests are already off, and we still wind up getting good quality hay and not having to compromise. And in fact, some of those warm season species actually produce more hay per acre than our cool season species.
If you have several fields to harvest, save the fields closest to wetlands and CRP acreage for last because they will likely have a higher nesting density. Learn more about balancing the hay harvest with wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Calling for you and for me.
Summertime means spending more time at the lake. But have you ever packed your beach bag only to find out it's going to rain all day? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While we can prepare ahead by looking at those weather apps, storms can pop up without warning, and it is so disappointing to pull up to the beach just when it starts to rain. Kind of reminds me about how life can hit us with some unavoidable financial emergencies. One way to feel more prepared? Make sure you have an emergency fund in place. It's money that's saved up and only used when you absolutely need it. A good rule of thumb? Well, save enough to cover 3 to 6 months of expenses. And if you're not sure how much that might be, probably a good nudge to set up a budget. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it should give you a good idea about how much money you have coming in and going out each month. Just like the weatherman can't always predict the accurate forecast, you never know when an emergency might happen. Having emergency reserves in place can help you live a life with more purpose and meaning.
Rural broadband advocates say the USDA should lead the charge to get rural America fully connected. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto.
Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. At a recent House Ag Committee hearing on expansion of rural broadband, those offering testimony were unanimous in their support of the U.S. Department of Agriculture being put in charge of making that happen. Here's Bill Hurley, who represented the Association of Equipment Manufacturers.
Equipment manufacturers are proud to provide American farmers and ranchers with the next generation of innovative tools. But they cannot take advantage of the benefits of precision ag technologies without reliable and affordable connectivity across all of rural America. The implementation of precision ag technologies depends on the successful deployment of broadband dollars.
The idea of giving the USDA oversight of the many rural broadband expansion plans targeted with federal funds also got Shirley Bloomfield's vote. She's the CEO of NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association.
When the federal government helped to provide telephone, electric, and water infrastructure in rural America in the last century, we didn't set lower standards. We ensured that rural Americans did not become second-class citizens. And it was an investment that has paid off many times over as we have the strongest rural economy in the world.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train the skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Trading up to a new truck, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the 2023 Chevy Silverado, a 1500 LT Trail Boss Edition, and a 2023 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a 3.0 Duramax diesel and available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, summer is grilling season, especially around the 4th of July holiday. Well, as you know, summer is grilling season, especially around the 4th of July holiday. Rabobank found it's costing Americans more money to grill this year than ever before. Lance Zimmerman, a senior animal protein analyst, says the cost has jumped in the last 5 years.
We're sitting here today where the cost to basically provide a barbecue of just traditional 4th of July fare for 10 people would run you about $97 right now. And if you think about that in context, where we were 5 years ago is about $73. And so it's increased 31% basically over the last 4 years, even increasing just modestly compared to where we were last year at this time.
He talks about where some of the biggest price increases occurred.
If you look at that basket of goods, some of the biggest items that were increasing were soda, hamburger buns, potato chips, all would have reigned as some of the top items with aggressive year-over-year increases in that four-year period. But then you'd also have items like ground beef and chicken breast that would show some sizable increases as well. And a lot of it reflects what we see going on in the general commodity markets, specifically with wheat. As you think about what's going on there, obviously we're in the middle of wheat harvest through the Central Plains right now. It's another crop that's had a lot of challenges thrown at it with drought. But not only has the domestic supply situation been murky, the global one has been a challenge as well, with everything going on in Russia and Ukraine, really creating a much tighter global supply dynamic.
The cost of protein to put on the grill still takes up a big part of the total cost of a barbecue.
Beef and chicken make up a pretty sizable amount of that total spend, even if their year-over-year increase hasn't been as aggressive in some of those other areas.
And that's a look at your ag news.
Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Of wildlife nest and raise their young in hay fields during prime hay cutting time. Have your hay and keep the critters safe too on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
In many parts of the country, hay harvesting happens simultaneously with wildlife nesting and brooding in the hay field. This creates a conflict with grassland birds, rabbits, deer, and other animals trying to raise their young. Pat Kaiser is the director of the Center for Native Grasslands Management at the University of Tennessee. He recommends using a flushing bar on your machinery to nudge wildlife out of harm's way and alter the cutting pattern.
We have a tendency to start around the edges and work to the middle. And for some critters, you know, rabbits and deer, the fawns, it's problematic. But if we are able to, depending on how the hay field lays, start maybe more toward the middle and work our way out, that gives the wildlife a chance to flush and get to some cover.
Cool season grasses such as fescue, orchard grass, timothy, and brome are at their prime for hay harvest right in the middle of nesting season. He says an alternative is to grow native warm season grasses as a hay production tool.
Things like big blue stem and Indian grass don't need to be harvested for hay until after the peak of the nesting season. So what we found is those later cutting dates have a lot less impact on nest success because so many of the nests are already off, and we still wind up getting good quality hay and not having to compromise. And in fact, some of those warm season species actually produce more hay per acre than our cool season species.
Save the fields closest to wetlands and CRP acreage for last because they will likely have a higher nesting density. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about balancing the hay harvest with wildlife at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the markets are closed, and they'll stay closed until Wednesday morning as we celebrate Independence Day. Here's what we're looking at when it comes to your cash grains report. At Garden Plain, your final price for wheat, $7.57, corn, $5.48, Milo, $5.18, and soybeans, $14.62. At Concordia today, your final price for wheat, $7.67, corn, $5.13, Milo, $4.98, and soybeans, $14.48. At Palmer, your final price for wheat, $7.57, corn, $5.03, Milo, $4.88, and soybeans, $14.43. At Two Rivers, your final price for wheat, $7.52, corn, $5.48, Milo, $5.08, and soybeans, final price, $14.58. At Sumner County, your final price for wheat, $7.58, corn, $5.65, Milo, $5.45, soybeans, $14.72. At Garden City, your final price for wheat, $7.47, corn, $5.78, Milo, $5.08, soybeans, $12.64. At Blackwell, Oklahoma today, your final price for wheat, $7.37, corn, $5.53, Milo, $5.18, soybeans, $14.58. At Perry, Oklahoma, wheat final price, $7.52, corn, $5.63, Milo, $5.18, and soybeans, $14.48. At Ponca City, final price for wheat, $7.44. Corn, $5.53, Milo, $5.18, and soybeans, $14.58.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
You work hard to provide for yourself and your family. But should the unexpected happen, you need to ensure that you and your belongings are adequately protected. Our agents will conduct a risk assessment for your unique situation and make recommendations that fit your personal needs. Plus, you can count on a local professional who is trustworthy, reliable, and accessible. At Alliance Insurance, we specialize in personal and commercial insurance lines, surety, and bonding. We help our clients protect their people and their business with the best products in the industry with the personal touch of a local agent. Stop in at 709 Broadway, downtown Marysville, or give us a call at 785-562-2393 to visit with one of our local agents.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. The new directive guidance per industry 263 that went into effect this June might change how producers get their antibiotics for livestock. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses what guidance 263 is and how it could impact producers. The directive is an extension of the veterinary feed directive.
This is a new directive. It's called a guidance for industry number 263. So this directive, it's an extension off of, many folks probably remember the veterinary feed directive, how we did away with production use of medically important antibiotics, transitioned those to have oversight by a veterinarian.
Tarpoff discusses what drugs fall under the guidance and will now be seen as medically important.
The GFI 263, we already have prescription medically important antibiotics that have been prescription forever. So a lot of times if you had to go to your veterinarian to purchase a product, chances are it may have been prescription. And all of the medically important antibiotics that are used in feed falls under VFD. There was one thing that kind of got missed out. There's been a handful of products that are considered medically important, but they fell under over-the-counter status. All that means is you did not have to have a veterinary prescription to be able to purchase and use them. So these would be products that were commonly sold and purchased from some of the chain stores where you can walk in and there's a bottle of penicillin or a bottle of oxytetracycline. So those products specifically are transitioning from over-the-counter status to prescription. We're not losing the opportunity to purchase and use these products, but we now have veterinary supervision to ensure the proper use. What does veterinary supervision look like? Well, it's a prescription. So just like any of the other prescription medications, you've had a discussion with your veterinarian. You have a relationship with your veterinarian that understands you, your animals, your production practices, all of those things. It's called a valid veterinary client-patient relationship. So many folks may have heard about a VCPR.
Guidance 263 restricts medically important medicine. Tarpoff talks about what medicines will still be over-the-counter.
These are just antibiotics that are used to treat and control disease. So when we think about vaccines, when we think about dewormers, when we think about ionophores, things like Menensin or Lacilizid that we can use for coccidiosis control, those products have been over-the-counter, continue to be over-the-counter. They are not under prescription, so you can still purchase those. You still have ready access to some of those products for prevention and treatment of some of the internal parasite issues. So keep in mind, that is not impacted by this direct, only injectable and medically important antibiotics that were previously over-the-counter.
That was K-State Beef Veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discussing Guidance 263 and what antibiotics will require a prescription from a veterinarian. Having a good relationship with a veterinarian can be valuable when working with antibiotic prescription. For more information, visit www.ksubeef.org. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.